had a little man-to-man talking. I heard that you was hand-in-hand walking down the boulevard, middle of the day, with this black chick. Tell me the truth, boy, or you could catch a slap quick.
Let me get this straight. You're ranting and raving, behaving like a mad dog with rabies, because my baby's not white. That ain't right. Pops, you got me puzzled, because in the past with the black folks, you never struggled, at least to my knowledge.
Your knowledge seems to need a little working. That little nigga bitch got you looking like a jerk, and I can't take another minute. You and that black heifer son looking sorta like Tom Willis from the Jefferson Show.
What you know about my girl to try and slander? Let me talk a bit and maybe you can understand. The situation that I got isn't messing with some hottie, cause this woman's taking care of both my mind
and my body. Okay, I understand that she's attractive, cause their bodies are just built to be sexually active. The baby making, taking tax money for the welfare. Maybe up on 42nd with the bodies that they sell there. So what's her name? Is it Shanane or Shaquana? Son, she's gotta be a goner.
Well, I'm glad to see my father's in my corner.
Oh, you think this shit is funny? I ain't joking. That's the last straw. The camel's back has been broken.
So that's your vision of perfection. That's your clear blue skies through those clear blue eyes. So that's your vision of perfection. So that's your vision of perfection. That's your clear blue skies. So that's your vision of perfection. That's your clear blue skies through those clear blue eyes. So that's your vision of perfection. So that's your vision of perfection. That's your clear blue skies.
Well, I'll be damned, cause it seems that I'm the last to know. My father's a bigot, my girl's black, he can't dig it, so she has to
now
go.
Now you're judging me, kid, but do you know me?
But it seems to me like even David Duke could
well,
be your
homie.
Well,
you know I ain't no racist, but they place us in a terrible predicament. They taking over the block, and damn it, son, I'm sick of it.
But when you see the neighbors, you say, hi, how you doing?
Still, I think of how the value of my property they
sound
ruined.
Like such an idiot, I pity it. I wonder, should I laugh or should I cry? More than anything, I want a reason why all of a sudden the bloody your vein flows with such vigor, just because you choose to call another person nigga.
Cause they're just some thugs stealing, slum dwelling, drug dealing, gun selling, and 100-yard dashing after doing purse snatching. Damn savages who ravages in buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken with the first dibs on the ribs, looking like a damn monkey on the football field and basketball courts, taking over sports, killing us in golf and the tennis, and they menacing society. The bums, they should go the fuck
so
to where
they
came from.
So that's your vision of perfection. That's your clear blue skies through those clear blue eyes, which seem to make you think you're better, but instead of simply sinking to the level of your thinking, I'll be gone.
Pack your bag, nigga lover, and good riddance.
So that's your vision of perfection. That's your clear blue skies through those clear blue eyes. So that's your vision of perfection. That's your vision of perfection. That's your clear blue skies. So that's your vision of perfection. That's your clear blue skies through those clear blue eyes. So that's your vision of perfection. That's your vision of perfection. That's your clear blue skies.